It's repeated or deleted, and on the phone with me, I have Victor Wilt from the band The Reptilians. How's it going, sir?
Doing awesome today. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Coffee is good. So where's the actual band from?
We're out of Pocatello and Idaho Falls.
Okay.
That area.
Do you ever come to Twin Falls ever?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've done a lot of shows. We started in Burley, was where we formed the band. And so when we were over there, we did a lot of shows over in Twin. It's been a while since we've been there, but we definitely want to get back, make some calls to
Woody's
and things like that, get some things going.
Who actually makes up the band, The Reptilians? Like, how many members do you have and who are they?
There's four of us in the band, myself. We've got our drummer, Steve McMichael, guitarist, Joey Lobato, and bass player, Stevie Scheiza.
So how long have you all been playing together?
Myself and the drummer, we've been in a band together since we were in high school, going on now probably about 15 years. Core of the Reptilians formed about 10 years ago, myself, Steve, and Joey, the guitarist. So we've been at it quite a while. We're in the studio right now working on our second full length, just finishing up the bass tracks and a couple more guitar tracks, and I just got to lay down the vocals, and we'll have a new album out. We're hoping we can get it released through the website, thereptilians.com, before the end of the year. This one's, you know, the Mentalist, the last full album we released, it was only, you know, 27 minutes or so. This one's going to be a full length, probably up near the 50-minute hour mark. Yeah, it'll be totally free at the website. It's kind of another concept record inspired by Stephen King's The Dark Tower series.
Cool.
And we've got some little teaser videos up at our website, so you can kind of get a little taste of what we've been working on. And I think this one's going to be really cool and even blow away the Mentalist.
What's with the free music? I mean, I love it, but free music, huh?
To me, you know, in this day and age, nobody's selling CDs. You know, I mean,
right. You
can try, and like, you know, we were in another band called Dr. Seuss's Dead, and we've still got boxes of CDs just because once you kind of play out your local area, if you're not out, basically touring is the only way to sell CDs. And so where we've been working on this album for so long, and we're not going to immediately jump on the road. Like, to me, the most important thing about music is for people to hear it. You know, like, I would much rather people hear our songs than not. And it's not, you know, and people are like, yeah, whatever, when we say this. But to us, it's not really about, you know, making money. You know, we make the music because we have to. You know, we've been doing this. It's just our life. And, you know, we've kept this core group of members together for so long. We all have the same vision. And, you know, we just really want people to hear our music. And I've tried to encourage other local bands to do the same thing because, you know, that's how we've gotten a lot of these reviews from, you know, like Ireland and, you know, Brazil and these crazy places overseas. You know, I throw our stuff up on the Pirate Bay and websites like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get people contacting us from all around the planet who otherwise probably wouldn't have heard us.
So what about planning any shows anytime soon? Are you guys doing that? Maybe in the Pocatello, Idaho Falls area? Or?
Yeah, we're going to be opening for L.A. Guns on the 26th at this show called the Freakers Ball. It's like the biggest Halloween show this side of the state. We're playing with some other local bands, Liberty Lush, Break the Broken, and Hey Mister. You know, we're a little heavy for the show, I think, but I think, you know, our guitarist, you know, shred, so
right.
I think we should fit in pretty nice with that crowd.
Cool. So if people want to go to that show and find out more info, what's the best way to do that?
You can check out 78productions.com. You can visit our official website, thereptilians.com. We've got the link to, you know, where you can pick up tickets. You can also buy tickets. I know they've got them in sale in the Idaho Falls area in a few different stores, but you can purchase them online as well.
So are you ready?
Yeah.
For the lightning round?
I'm ready.
All right, Victor. What is your favorite color?
Black.
All right.
We're straight up metal.
I was going to say. Black and blood.
Yeah, black and blood. There you go.
All right. Do you have room in your life? I know you're straight up metal, but do you have room in your life for a pet? Are you a dog or a cat man?
I'm a cat, dude. I got three cats, actually.
Really?
Let them outside at the new house for the first time here in a few minutes.
Just make sure they come back, unless you don't want them to. Okay, so what about the ladies? Blonde, brunette, ginger, or rockin' the gray?
For myself, I guess I'd have to go with the blonde, but, you know, all ladies are great.
All right, we've gotten that one all. Okay. Are you picking blonde because, you know, you can be in trouble if you don't, or is that just
Well, my wife's a blonde.
Okay, just making sure. Very smart man. Okay, so if the Reptilians were to headline a show, where would that show be? This is your fantasy, and who would open for you?
Wow. Gosh, I'd want to be at Lockin Open Air headlining for, you know, however many tens of thousands or 100,000 people show up and opening for us. Most of the bands I'd want to play with, I feel like we should open for.
Well, it's a fantasy, so, you know.
Let's see, opening for us. I mean, if I could play with any band on the planet, I think it would have to be Tool.
So the song we're about to hear, it's called The Mentalist. What's it about?
Well, The Mentalist, that's actually, it's originally a 26-minute track.
Wow.
And so that's an edit that I just kind of threw together.
Wow.
You know, because we've got a more recent single called Britney Spears' Sex Riot. That The Mentalist, when we wrote that, I guess it wasn't really intended for radio use, but we had to get something out there. So I, you know, really chopped it down.
Uh-huh.
And basically getting the last third of the song in a compressed format. But The Mentalist, we worked with comedian Doug Stanhope. He let us use some of his recorded material for the intro on that. It's kind of a big concept album dealing with religion and science, pseudoscience, skepticism, things like that. We've gotten some really great reviews from all over the planet, really, for that release.
Nice.
It's kind of the one that really started getting us some attention outside of the area. So it's a release we're super, super proud of. And if you want to check out the full version of the song, which I definitely recommend, because when he gets, you know, just the last third, it's not really showing you the full scope of what it is. You can download it for free off of our website at thereptilians.com, and all of our releases you can pick up for free through there as well.
Sweet. I love free stuff. All right, we'll link to that, 983thesnake.com. You guys can find it real easy.
Hey, this is Victor from The Reptilians, and you are about to listen to The Mentalist Part 3 on Repeated or Deleted. Hey, this is Victor from The Reptilians. That was The Mentalist Part 3. You can download the full length of the track free at thereptilians.com. And, you know, just make sure to vote for us on Repeated or Deleted so you can hear us lots of times.